and welcome
to the Discorder
Radio. It's Wade and CJ. Oh, pop in there. We're going to let Slam Dunk play it right now.
Yeah, that's better. Couldn't hear what I was saying for a second. All right there. So, a bit shaky start, but this is the Discorder Radio Show here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia. You've got the energy in the house because the new issue is hot in our hands right now. And quite an amazing cover, I should say. Who are these people?
Well, let's talk about them in a minute. Let's let this tune play out and we'll tell you all about the great cover. And
that's true.
It's a great month ahead here at the Discord Radio Show. Oh, we're having fun here, aren't we? Slam Dunk on the Discord Radio Show. That one was called Dying Breed, and the album just came out last month, Welcome to Miami, and they're actually number one this week at CITR. I'm Wade, along with
DJ CJ.
Yo, yo. And yeah, this is the Discord Radio Show for Tuesday, November 27th, the last Tuesday of November, and the first Tuesday that the brand new Jan December issue is out for Discorder. We have both Jazz and Laurel here. We're gonna actually talk to them in a moment. We're gonna quickly play another song from one of the feature artists we have this month, all the way from Winnipeg, Portage in Maine, or what did you stunk there? They were called TJ
Portage,
like as in as in portaging a canoe.
I think it's a noun, not a verb.
Yes, yeah. I think you're right on that one, Laurel. I believe it's Portage in Maine, named after this famous, infamous corner in Winnipeg, known as one of the windiest corners, actually known as the windiest corner in Canada. And
is that because there are a lot of lawyers in that area, or it's genuinely windy?
You know what? I actually, pardon my naivety, but I don't get it.
Because Chicago is called the windiest city because of all the politicians who are a bunch of hot airbags.
Is that why?
It's also a really windy city.
I never knew that.
Not as much.
I never knew that. Wow, you learn something every day. Especially great to learn these things live on the radio when you're stunned and you have nothing to follow it up with.
Canadian and American facts.
Good stuff. Okay, well, while we ponder that how I was stumped, well, why don't we just play this track now? This is actually, they're pretty proud of this track. It was just released last month, and it's actually, we got to give props to our friends down at CBC, CBC Radio 3. Not really a direct competitor because that's the internet, and we're actually on the FM dial and podcast too, of course. But yeah, they big props to those guys. They made CBC Radio 3's Top 30, and they're featured this month in Discorder. So here we go, Portage and Maine. The track's called Never Had the Time on the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 101.9.
Sing songs about the poets that we never feel. But how far down is everyone from here anyway? The stars have burned.
We are back in the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 101.9. Oh, that's interesting. There you go. Oh. Yeah, Wade, CJ and I, I'm Wade, are just fixing a couple things right here. Just trying to get this next song ready for you. Knocking over stuff. All regular chaos. But you know what? That's probably a good representation. Especially if you look at this month's issue of Discorder. The Jan-Sember issue, if you look on the third last page, you'll see a picture of yours truly and CJ being our chaotic selves. So that seems to be an accurate representation in our feature interview. That's very exciting. Wow. I should also introduce Jazz. Is it O'Halloran? I've only ever seen your name written. I've never bothered taking the time to actually spell it out.
It's Halloran. It's Halloran. Yes, oh. It's just Halloran.
No, there's no.
There is actually a musician named Dustin O'Halloran who was once featured on a Urban Outfitters compilation, and he plays piano, like really nice piano, classical. New age kind of classical.
Oh, okay.
It's bizarro jazz.
Yeah, it's bizarro.
Oh, I like
that.
That's like I get
exactly.
It,
yeah. And I met a few people named Jazz before. My name is spelled with one Z. And once it was actually a guy who lived in the place below me. He used to live in a triplex, and the tenants below me, there's one guy named Jazz. Anyway, so not O'Halloran, but definitely Irish, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grand. Yeah. How are things? What's the crack? So, is it your God-given name J-A-double-Z?
No, just one Z.
J-A-Z?
Yeah.
It's not like for like Jazzifer or Jazzafia or Jazzphalia. I don't know. Like on your birth certificate, it says Jazz Halloran.
Yeah, J-A-Z Halloran, H-A-L-L-O-R-A-N, which everyone spells wrong. So I'm always excited when someone like from my immediate family spells my name. Like, wow, you know, you're among the small group of people that spell it right.
You got a hip family. Those are cool parents.
Yeah, they're pretty jazz. Cool. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah,
I'm unless they just really like parents. Jazz.
Yeah, I have to say that. Dum, dum, yeah, dum, it's dum, pretty. Dum, I like jazz too. But it has to be kind of like the right time and place for jazz music. But when it is usually late night, really late, I do enjoy it quite a lot. So.
Nice. So not just a clever name.
Not just a,
So we've got a bit of a crowded studio. Not overly crowded. It's we've got myself, co-host CJ. We've got Laurel B.
Hi.
Laurel B, the editor in C.
Of the double D.
Double D. I was looking for that somewhere. And there's an E's in there as well. And Jazz, who is the art director? Is that the official title?
Right,
cool. And speaking of art, you got a great. I have to give you lots of credit. I have some great mustache going on as well.
Speaking of art, my
yes. Well, we mentioned this off air, but we were looking at again, and I don't go on too much of a self promotional plug in our feature interview at the back. Thank you, by the way, very much to James Olson for doing this interview on us. But I thought the picture of my mustache was photoshopped. Because I didn't have one a couple weeks ago. I just had the full beard. I kind of cheated on Movember when in the back end. I grew the beard first and then shaved the mustache this weekend. So I was going to compliment you on what I thought was great artwork on making my mustache, but you're rocking a great little mole yourself.
Yeah. And people are asking, like, have said like, oh, it's great for Movember. And I'm kind of like participating in it for Movember, but it happened before Movember. It's kind of like, yeah, I feel good. It feels good, you know.
We feel good that you feel good. But it's one thing about November. Like I don't know, before the last couple of years, November's taken a really interesting and exciting twist because of all the mustaches that are around. Do you guys not agree?
Exciting twist.
I started like my birthdays this month on a personal level, and we get Remembrance Day, the long weekend, which is good as well. But aside from that, November is kind of one of the most boring months of the year. I mean, there's really not much going on. People are busy in school. It's just kind of those blah
months.
It's
my birthday, actually. I don't find it. It's not that it's exciting, but necessarily. But there's Remembrance Day, which is important.
Yeah,
dude, and, you've got American Thanksgiving.
Well, when's Columbus Day? I don't know. But anyways, yeah, so I think Movember has just made this month a lot more interesting, and it's just good to see other brothers around with mustaches. You can just get them.
There's a mustache on the cover as well, too.
Great segue. Good segue. Yes, thank you, guys. Yeah. Let's talk about this amazing cover.
That's Oral. Creepy Uncle Greg in the front row.
From?
Dirty Spells. Greg Pothier of Dirty Spells sporting a pretty... pretty awesome
pretty,
mustache.
Pretty on the, awesome.
Yeah, the cover there. So yeah, the cover this month is because we did a couple best of features, the artist picks and the staff picks for 2012. The cover is a whole bunch of members from bands and features from 2012 issues of Discorder. We wrangled them all together for one big happy ugly sweater friends and family festive shoot. And there it is.
Nice.
And then Jazz Put the little topper off or the icing on the cake with some there's glitter on it too.
Oh, yeah.
Glitter. Just, now with 100% more glitter.
Yeah, 100%.
Tasty. Yeah. The letters look quite tasty.
Done by Gina cookies. McKay. Very great. Actually, this is her first issue as a contributing illustrator. She has she also did a wonderful illustration for the Discorder staff picks. She did the glittering on the cover in a quite quick turnaround too. And actual glitter. And real glitter.
Mm. Well, nice job to her. You said it was her first effort.
Yeah, her first effort. But she's a great illustrator, and it's great that she was able to contribute to this issue. And also, I've been wanting to bring in a little bit of a hand touch to the cover a little bit. And the last issue there was lettering by Jonathan Dye on the cover. And it's nice to kind of bring something more physical and illustrative. Rather than just the computer vectors on the vector shapes.
It's definitely a shift away from what we normally have, but it's a welcome shift this festive time of year.
It's glitter.
These letters look delicious. They look like shortbread cookies. I'm going to put a bite right into them.
That's good.
We got lots of great talent on the front here. I was wondering, is there anywhere in the magazine where it actually you have those like sort of black and white cutouts that point to this person as this person?
It was a little bit of a logistical challenge to bring this together in the first place, but no, we don't have like the outline of everybody and paint by number cover
diagram,
matchup.
Yeah.
But if you go and look on the masthead page, there is a listing of all the artists in a row from front to back, sort of like listing off your school class picture type thing.
So, oh, yeah?
Yeah, everybody's listed there. We've got members
where is that in here?
Right on the masthead here. So,
oh, yeah.
We've got a little cover story there. You've got members from White Poppy, New Values, Dirty Spells, Paul Anthony from Talent Time, Tim from Kingfisher Blues, Brastronaut. All the stars come out to shine.
Nice.
On the Jan-Sember issue of Discord.
Yes. And aren't you lucky? You have to host them all at your pad on a lovely Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. We use my cozy little apartment for the photo shoot. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty happy with how it came out.
Yeah. I would have been happier if I would have made it about 15 minutes earlier. But, I actually went to get some station IDs. And unfortunately, we didn't realize how prompt rock stars in Vancouver are. I thought they'd all be rolling an hour late, and so I came an hour late thinking it'd be in the middle of the shoot. Instead, it was done.
Yeah, I was just as surprised, trust me.
Yeah.
There's glitter on the cover.
Okay, well, we're going to come back and talk more about what's happening this month with this issue. In the meantime, let's play another song right now. Let's play a little something from a band called Phoenix Thunderbird, who actually happens to have a bit of a Discorder connection. So why don't we play this tune right now. CJ, what's the tune called?
Needs.
And I needs to hear right now. So let's hit play on that, and we'll come back and talk more about it. The Discord Radio Show, CITR 101.9. Riff-tastic Discord radio show needs by Phoenix Thunderbird. That was awesome.
That was intense song.
How's feeling that?
Great, yeah.
I just want a high kick right now.
Yeah.
Go for it, Laurel. We don't mind.
I don't know if there's space.
Yeah, virtual.
So, in case you're wondering, who was the magical hands behind those great riffs? It was our own Jordan Ardenas, who is the
under review editor.
Indeed. Yes, that was awesome. That was great.
Yeah,
and they are playing live at the Cobalt December 7th.
Good venue.
Their EP release.
Yes, with the War Baby.
Yes.
Ah, cool. War Baby War.
No, a baby that was born during a war.
No. That's something to look forward to. December 7th, that's next Friday night, I believe. Cobalt is a great venue as well. What do you guys know much about, Jordan, you guys work with him, well, even though we don't see him in the station that often, you sort of work with him somewhat relatively
basically
closely.
Just comes in to, like, open the, like, pile of packages that comes in for him, of CDs, and yeah. Then I don't see him for a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody likes high kicking more than Jordan. Jordan likes high kicking more than anybody I know.
Well, that is excellent.
I think that kind of sums it up.
To get to the Cobalt on the 7th. But
yeah.
In terms of, and not to put you in the spot or anything, well, I guess maybe a little bit, but in terms of, I mean, he sent us this thing this morning. We haven't really had a chance to kind of look at it so much. You know, so much going on with the new Jansember issue and all, but what do you know much more about his band or sort of the history of the band or...
Well, there's three of them in it. It's Jordan, Blair Bodner, and
Grant Miner.
Yeah, Grant also plays in a band called Girlfriends and Boyfriends, and I'm not sure other projects. I think this is Jordan's first band, and I'm not sure about Blair, but I think they've been recording this particular album over the past. They did most of it in the summertime, I think, and they recorded it at the Hive with. You know, yeah.
No, I don't know.
The Hive.
I've heard of the Hive. Yeah, the Hive. It's Gastown, right?
Well,
isn't that really cool space in Gastown, or am I getting it mixed up somewhere else?
No, it's in Burnaby, I believe. But there's a lot of local bands have, like, Japandroids did their album there. Dan Mangan did an album there.
Japandroids are coming to town too, are they not?
Indeed, December. December.
Great month for music.
Yeah.
So was November.
Yeah, with Mac DeMarco. Yeah. I'm really excited about
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yeah.
And speaking of live music, we're like, this is obviously a great city and we get lots of music, live music all the time, but I mean, this month has been massive in terms of big name bands. I mean, the Chili Peppers were here, Paul McCartney and Neil Young, Bruce Springsteen.
Leonard Cohen
as well. Hallelujah. Leonard Cohen is in that list. But yeah, December, a lot of great local talent will be playing, including a big one happening 1 week from tonight, and that will be the Shindig Finals. Woo. CJ, I'm gonna make sure we finally get our asses out to that one. We keep talking about it all the time on the radio.
True.
Happy to promote them, happy to talk about Ben Lai's great little event that he has there every Tuesday at the Railway Club. And in fact, tonight is going to be the third round of semifinals, is it not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And do you know who we can expect this evening?
So tonight we've got Herd in the Mountains, Confessions of Owls, and Praying for Greater Portland.
We're praying for him.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Have you heard of any of them, guys?
I haven't, no.
In the mountains, that is?
No.
Mm-hmm. Tell us your confessions.
I like Portland a lot, and I also like birds. So I say it's a pretty solid lineup tonight.
Cool.
Yeah, Portland is a great place. I went there and had kind of like an old-fashioned southern breakfast. I think it was like hot cakes and gravy or something like that. But Portland has a lot to offer, so
I am going there. Embarrassed to say I've never been, but it's a place that I've wanted to go for a long time. I heard it's where the hipsters go to retire. Does that sound like an accurate depiction?
Kind of seems like that, maybe.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
It's like seems like a main street city, but it's also like, but it also seems very, it has a really vibrant culture there, and it doesn't seem like the way the city is laid out. In certain areas, it doesn't seem very like businessy. Even though I'm sure there is a business area of it, I think it has a really like strong arts and culture, just as if not more, but the same as Vancouver. So there's lots of really you know, interesting like shops and like the vibrant music scene and
speaking of a vibrant music scene, none other than one of Canada's favorite bands, The Tragically Hip, is playing there on the weekend of December 7th, December 8th. They usually cost about $100 to see them here. It's only $30. So I was thinking of going to Portland that weekend, but now that I heard that Jordan's band is playing on the 7th at the Cobalt, I think I may have to give the Hip and the Portland trip a miss, save it for maybe so this, for the summertime.
Yeah. And I know that Tragedy have a new album that's coming out too, or it already came out?
It came out October 2nd. Right. Now for Plan A. Are you a Hip fan?
I don't know. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess at the same time here in Discord, we're trying to play... give sort of more, kind of more focus on like more of the indie scene, and the Hip have, you know, been around now for about 30 years, but they are a staple of our country's great music, and one thing I think reasons why I continue to love the Hip so much is they still have that real Canadian authenticity, whereas a lot of other bands who've been sort of have had this huge amount of success have been going over to the States or Europe, whereas the Hip hasn't really gone beyond the Canadian borders. So although they are this Saturday, as I said, playing, or next Saturday, playing in Portland. But yeah, I think we're getting a little off topic here. And by Andy arriving, it means it's probably time to play one more song and then for us to call it a week. So listen, we're going to end it off with Sightlines. They are number 3 this week on the charts. And I'm going to play a song called 27 because today is Tuesday, November 27th.
Perfect.
The last Tuesday of the month. And also the Tuesday that our brand new Jan-Sember issue came out. Thanks again, guys. Cool. Great to have you in here with us today. And we should, Lo, I know you make a regular appearance, but Jazz, you and your great Mo are welcome to come in more often.
Thanks for having us.
Cool. CJ, any final thoughts or final words?
Get the issue now.
Or else. Or he's going to kill you. Right on. Okay, so once again, I'm Wade, and along with CJ. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Wade.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Discord Radio Show. We'll see you next Tuesday. Until then, peace, love, and eternal grooviness. Here we go. Sightlines on the Discord Radio Show, CITR 101.9.
Don't tell me where the grass is green. Show me what I cannot see here before my eyes.